Okay, it's time for another GoldSeek.com Radio Gold Nugget segment. Today's featured guest, Bill Murphy from Gotta.org. Well, Bill Murphy, at the helm of the Gold Antitrust Action Committee, Gotta, with Chris Powell, working on behalf of all precious metals investors, doing their best to expose the powers that be manipulating the precious metals sector. Welcome back, Bill Murphy.
Great to be here. Thanks, Chris.
I wanted to begin, if we could, with your recent comments. Last time we had you on the show, you really felt like things were getting a bit overdone. We're starting to see some signs of that in the market. What's your current take on the precious metals sector?
Well, all of us want the prices to go up, but and there have been a few minor clues, but they evaporate the next day. I think the most important thing I can bring to the table of how egregious everything is that the silver access market at night has opened up lower than the COMEX close, 137 out of the last 141 times. That is impossible for something like that to happen in a free market. This thing is totally in lockdown.
Maybe we should just jump then right on to the former Federal Reserve Chair, Alan Greenspan's recent comments. Shocked those of us who've been following the precious metal sector for decades, but to hear him say in front of a major meeting that gold is the only real money, it's time to invest in gold, currencies continue to be debased. I couldn't even fathom that something like this would happen. He seems to be returning to his roots of almost 40, 50 years ago. What's your take on this?
Well, I wanted to puke. Yeah. I'll tell you why. The price dropped $100 7 days after he said that, from 12:31 to 11:30. I don't know what he's... Look, he knows what we know because of what they've done behind the scenes, and gold's going to go berserk. So I don't think I'm negative big picture. It couldn't be more bullish. But when I use the word a word like that, I also meant because we worked 16 years on presenting the gold leasing case and what was going on and what he orchestrated, what he did, and we had the question all set up. And he was asked during that conference. I was in the second row. What do you know about central banks leasing gold was what the guy asked him. He said, I don't know anything about it. And yet he stated before Congress, central banks shall lease gold in increasing quantities or stand ready to lease gold in increasing quantities should the price rise. He said he didn't know anything about it. He lied. That was the story, not what he said about gold. And then at the very end, we're supposed to be all these questions at this conference, and the moderator went back to him, and we had him set up. We gave him the question three times, what I just mentioned to you, and he had Greenspan cold, which could have been a sensational story, and he asked some question about central banks buying gold to support the price. Greenspan, rightly so, said, I don't know what you're talking about. And then he asked the same question again and blew the whole thing. I mean, that would have been a story versus, oh, yeah, I'm for gold, and it drops $100.
You may have heard that the moderator or someone actually pulled his gold comments out of the record.
You know, I heard that, and Gary Alexander was the moderator. He's a really nice guy, but he blew it so bad, and some of our people were so angry, because this is 16 years' worth of work. It was in my speech at the conference. It was Chris Powell's speech at the conference. The guy heard it, and he either did it intentionally or made a buffoon statement. And our people were so mad, they went up to him afterwards. How could you have done something like that? And what does he do? He got mad at Gotta. And I like the guy. Gary's a good guy. But, I mean, he just blew it and he wouldn't go there. It's a fact.
Okay. You know, James Turk, big gold supporter. And he just finds the most fascinating, relevant information. Well, he claims that gold has never been this backward dated, that it is so deeply backward dated that at least a bounce is virtually guaranteed. Any thoughts there?
James is sharp as they come, and a former Chase banker, and you know he was one of Gotta's earliest supporters, and I love the guy. So I mean, I'd go with James on this one, but you know, at the same time, you know, the bad guys are there until silver gets above 16, and gold can take out that triple bottom area at around 1180. And the HUI can blow through 165, we're in trouble. Are things going to go to the moon at some point? Absolutely. I'm probably the biggest bull out there. But, you know, we have to see something that says that the bad guys are losing control. And every time we get the slightest hint of a comeback, they're there. I have never seen them in 16 years so aggressive as they've been for the past 6 months. And it doesn't end, and it will end, and probably when we least expect it.
Bill, there's been some talk about Russia, which has just been stockpiling gold a hand over fist, particularly since the Western sanctions have made it virtually impossible for most of their miners to ship any gold offshore. The central bank has stepped in, purchased up a big stockpile there, but there's also some talk that maybe they're preparing for a currency war / conventional war. Any thoughts there?
Well, I've heard what you've heard, Chris, and you never know. I mean, as I mentioned, the things that eventually are bullish for gold is something you never, you know, think about. And that's the only thing that concerns me, because, and certainly none of us want that just for the gold price, of course. But, I mean, the point is, when it comes to the actual price, it comes out of nowhere, and then the price takes off. And it's going to happen. I just don't know what it's going to be. As far as Russia goes, I mean, as you may know, is top economic consultant, or one of them, Andriy Baikov, has come to two of our conferences. Putin knows what God knows, as do the Chinese. So it wouldn't surprise me that if they really want to do something, they'd pull the gold plug. And that's why they're buying up all this gold, or maybe one of the reasons for it. It's a positive. It just, the backwardization, you know, shows a tightness in the physical market. And that's what's going to break the gold cartel, as God calls it. The physical market will overpower their ability to keep the prices of gold and silver suppressed. And I would say that they're minimum 50%, you know, less than where they should be.
Anything else on your radar screen today regarding the precious metals sector?
Just that, you know, the sky is going to be blue again, and it's probably going to happen very fast. And when the move up, when it comes, is going to be very volatile and come out of nowhere. And the people that are not on board will wait for a setback, and they won't get it. Right now, there's plenty of time to get these setbacks, but times will change, and when it does, many of us will be happy campers.
You know, we've seen this before. The dot-com implosion from around 2000 all the way to 2003, it just seemed like there would never be light on the horizon again. So many stocks were torn down, but, you know, we're reaching 2008 levels in the precious metals miners.
They're back to where they were 30 years ago in many cases. And if I might say, just to have a positive note here, the internet and the craze and so on, that's what our stocks are going to do down the road. You know, when that's going to start, you know, who knows here? But it's coming. It'll be bigger than the internet craze was around 2000. But right now, we're in the weeds.
Bill Murphy, we appreciate you giving us some fresh perspective on the market.
Thanks.
Here is your mining quiz for the day, compliments of GoldSeek. Which company has the largest undeveloped gold reserve in North America? Seabridge Gold. Now, which company has the largest undeveloped copper reserve in North America? Seabridge Gold again. Seabridge has more gold reserves than Kinross, Yamana, and Agnico Eagle. Last year alone, Seabridge added 515 million tons of new inferred resources containing nearly 6 million ounces of gold and more than 6 billion pounds of copper at their giant KSM project in British Columbia, Canada. Now they are drilling at KSM again with multiple rigs in a 25,000-meter program. Find out more by visiting www.seabridgegold.net. Traded on the NYSE, symbol SA, and the TSX, symbol SEA.
GoldSeek employees may or may not own shares. Nothing contained herein should be construed as investment advice.